Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. I actually we're gonna start by coming in hot. I have a question for you.
Okay.
So you remember Napster?
Okay.
You remember LimeWire? What was the other music sharing site after Napster and while LimeWire was going on? Nobody can figure this out.
Can you?
No, that's why I'm asking you.
I don't know.
Okay. I'll probably just have to go to Google and find out. But yeah, this has been this was a whole conversation that I had about a week ago, and then it's coming back up again. So yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, well we will figure that out. It has been really over a month since we've done our last podcast. First week of December is the last time we recorded. What's been going on? How are you doing?
I'm surviving, basically. That's it. Just surviving, trying to survive, trying to get things squared away,
Yeah.
trying to get everything squared away, trying to feel better, trying to feel my oats, and just not just trying to survive. That's it.
Yeah.
Until it warms up, or I freeze to death, or I move to Florida, or I go, whatever. So I'm good, but it's just rough. It's been rough, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah, and I know, I mean, the Florida trip, if you can get that together, I mean, I know that's what you really want to do.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that you can get back down there. And you last time you went was when? It was last year, right? Like, well, 2019, right?
2019, yeah. I went 2019
Well,
for
hopefully you
3 days, and I felt didn't hurt at all. It was gorgeous, beautiful weather, 75 degrees. I was in shorts the whole time, didn't wear pants at all, except actually I wore pants one time, and that's it.
Yeah, we need to get you back down to Florida.
Yeah, so yeah.
And permanently is the ultimate goal, right?
No, well, I like to be a snowbird.
Okay.
Snowbird.
So about half the year.
So
Okay.
I'll come back up to Florida. I'll come back up to Virginia for half the year when it's hot, when it's really hot down in Florida, 100 degrees and raining all the time. And then I'll come up here and live in this half the year in the summertime. And then when it's really cold, like right now, well, not really cold, but I mean it's just gonna be, so I can go down to Florida and stay for, 4, 5, 6 months, and then come back up here when it gets hot down in Florida, like literally.
Oh yeah, when it's like 97 and all humidity. Yeah, we
No, when it gets 110 and all humidity,
in Florida?
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
it
Which
gets
part of which part
100.
of Florida is this that you're going to? Okay.
Orlando.
Okay. Yeah, well, and now what's been going on as far as your gigs for this year? You've been lining some stuff up, right?
I have one for tomorrow. I have one
Okay.
tomorrow. I have one tomorrow, and then I have a couple for next a couple in a couple weeks, and then one bigger one, hopefully in later in the spring.
Okay.
So
And
I'm doing that. So yeah. So it's rough. It's coming along.
yeah. You're doing what you can. I get it.
Yeah. So what else is new? Anything with you?
With me, it's been my goal for 2020 has been to actually pace myself with all the stuff that I do. I've got some kind of safeguards in play, like designated downtime and actually trying to sleep a little bit later most days. And when I say most days, it's because like I record a podcast on Fridays with Rachel, and with her being in Australia, that actually gets recorded at 4:30 in the morning our time. So that day I'm still getting up at that at 4 a.m. But the other days I'm trying to sleep in at least until 5 and just trying to pace myself, because I mean, as you know, because you do a lot with content, you do a lot with speaking, it can be overwhelming. So I'm just trying to stay on the happy side of that, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, you go to bed, you get up when I go to bed sometimes.
We are the two ships that pass in the night.
Yes, like literally.
Yeah, no, I mean it's that's kind of what makes this work, is that, you know, we have opposite schedules. We have some things in our messaging is similar. And then, you know, when we're able to catch up and actually do one of these episodes, we always have stuff to talk about. So it's good.
Yeah. And did you get any work hoodies or did you not get any work hoodies for Christmas?
Did I or did I not get any work hoodies? I do have a couple hoodies that are work related, because I try not to get on all of my work calls wearing your level of fitness stuff. However, today I was absolutely in a t-shirt and was on the call wearing my gear. But yes, I do have some things that are my work sweat, my work. I think it's athleisure is what they call it now. I have my work athleisure, and then I have my outside of office hours. But basically, man, I don't think I'm gonna wear pants ever again. I think I'm gonna be shorts and sweatpants all the time.
I can't do it. I have to dress up a little bit.
Well, yeah, man. Well, I mean, when you, like, you're going somewhere at least. Like,
well,
you
know, tomorrow I'm not. Tomorrow I'm doing it right from my handy dandy room.
No, but when you go to, I mean, like, you physically go to Starbucks. You work there, and I think it's smart that you actually get out of the house and have a designated working spot, because otherwise, like, everything just kind of gets blended together. And then, you know, I see you every so often. You do your little post. You're like, yeah, you know what? I clean up every so often. Everybody's like, you know, tells you how good you look. Yeah. You dress really well. Dress nice. You look good, man.
Yeah. But guess what?
What's that?
They closed Starbucks inside where I am.
When did they do that?
Like 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, and they don't know when it's gonna happen. They don't know when it's gonna when they're gonna open up again.
So are you going up there, going like doing drive through? Are you seeing them at all, or are you just at home right now?
No, I'm going up there. Up there, grabbing my drink and leaving.
Okay.
But it's just like, you know, whatever. I'm just whatever. I'm doing whatever, and it's okay. I'm doing my thing. Yeah. So that's what it comes down to.
Okay.
Also.
Yes.
How about Andy Dalton almost leading us back to the playoffs?
I'm so glad that Andy Dalton is, you know, that he has a spot, that he is on your, and, you know, it's kind of a homecoming for him, actually.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are your thoughts on Andy Dalton?
He's no Dak Prescott. he's not a starting quarterback in the league anymore. But he's a good solid backup. He can make so there's one career long backup. I forgot his name. Okay, he's thrown one pass. He threw one pass in the NFL. One pass in the NFL, officially. Okay, and he made $2.7 million.
So we're going to see who that is. And I just saw, I looked at Dalton's stats. So basically, had he, did you, and I'm assuming you guys didn't win the last game, just judging by his. Okay.
We didn't.
I have to tell you, my only goal for football this year was that Joe Burrow not get injured. I didn't care if the Bengals lost every single game. I just didn't want him to get injured. And when he got injured with about halfway through the season, I was just like, I'm not even watching it. So I knew that the Redskins game, I think, was four.
Oh, hold on. No, hold on. You can't say that. You can't say that.
Okay.
You can't say Redskins. You can't, because they go.
Oh,
yes.
The Washington football team. Yes. Well, and you know, it's interesting. I asked Stacey about that because she grew up a Redskins fan, which I know, talking to you about that, being a Cowboys fan, that's you know, treacherous. But
hello,
you know, I the way she looks at it is she calls them the Washington football team now.
Hello.
But all the memories from growing up are with the Redskins. So I think we can blame the disconnect on Daniel Snyder.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm sorry, you were getting ready to say something about the Washington football team. What's up?
Yeah, you can't say Washington. You can't say the R word.
Okay.
You can't say the R word. You have to say the the Washington football team.
What I think is really funny about that is their logo. It's literally like, we're just not even going to design anything. We're going to come up with the most basic thing that we can, and that's going to be it. It's like whoever their designer was, they gave them like 5 minutes to put it together.
You know what happened, right? I'll tell you the story, because I'm literally like, you know, three miles. I mean, not 3 miles, but they all cover. You know, this area.
Yeah.
You know, because this is a big. I'm like literally like three or 4 hours away from Washington D.C. or you know. Yeah. And this is what happened. Literally, it was changed overnight. Like literally, all the firestorm happened. Okay,
yeah.
And then it was changed overnight. So what they're doing is doing the stopgap measure for right now, and then they're going back and gonna go back this summer and change it something else.
Okay.
And then because they didn't have enough time to buy the patents and get all that stuff squared away and all this and the trademarks and the patents and this and that. So they just went with unsexy look and but you know, almost basic look.
It is not sexy. That logo is not sexy.
Yeah.
We can say that.
Yeah. So, but strange thing is, if you find anything with the R word logo on it, okay?
Yeah.
It's worth its weight in gold.
Interesting.
But you can't sell it. You can't sell it very many places either. Because eBay took eBay, you can't sell it on eBay, you can't sell it on Amazon,
huh?
Because it's not inclusive for whatever.
I see.
But
so if you can get your hands on anything with the old logo,
yeah,
it's very valuable. But it's very difficult to come across that stuff.
Yes. Okay. So you remember when the Browns left Cleveland?
Yes.
So you remember when the Browns left Cleveland, and they were getting ready to and they were, you know, they were all freaking out and, you know, all freaking out. So if you could find anything with the Cleveland Browns logo on it, you know, it was worth a lot of money. A lot of money. The old school logo. You know what I'm saying? But now that the Cleveland Browns have a team there that they're called the Browns now,
yeah.
You know, so the old school stuff's not as valuable. But you know, but there's a way to tell between the old school stuff and the new school Browns stuff. but I don't know what it is. I think it's like the thickness of the helmet line or something on the logo or something like that. I think I'm not sure, but I just work here. I don't know.
you don't have all the you don't have all the details, huh?
Yeah. But no, I mean literally, this is some knowledge, okay?
Yeah. This is basically, you guys should get your recording devices ready now, because
okay, so this is it. I have a friend who's in the sports business in this area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And you would not believe how much the fine is if he says the R word.
Huh. How much is it?
No, I can't tell you.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a very, very high number.
It's a very, very high number.
Not allowed to be made public.
It's not. Yeah.
I gotcha. I gotcha now. Yeah.
So you're talking like, so it is what, whatever, but this is my thing. I think, to be honest with you, I think Dan Snyder needs to sell the team, but he won't do it because he uses it as a tax write-off.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. Unfortunately, he gets to make the decision on that. So we'll see.
He's not, but whatever. I'm just.
I'm sure you. Well, and yeah, because where you're located, man, you hear all of it. You hear Washington. You hear Baltimore. You probably also get New York and Philly and Boston.
No,
man, you get all of it, don't you?
No, I don't pay attention to it because I don't care. I really don't care. They can do whatever they want to do.
Right.
But I really don't care. Like, it doesn't bother me. But I do what I do. I'm gonna continue to do what I do. But guess what? Guess who's gonna be. So the backup quarterback to Alex Smith, okay?
Yeah.
Went to my old school, old college.
Okay.
So I'm the biggest Taylor Heineke fan in the world now. If he starts, I'm going to be so happy. I want him to beat the pants off of Tom Brady.
Okay.
Because that's my boy. That's my boy. I gotta support my boy. But like, I literally said, and I tweeted one of the sportscasters here, my friend, and I go, literally, she retweeted, and I go, I want the Cowboys to win. Okay, I want the Cowboys to win, and I want the Redskins to lose, but I want Taylor Heineke to do well. So that's his name, Taylor. That's his name, Taylor Heineke, and Taylor Heineke was literally taking finals when at ODU when the Redskins called and said, "Come be our emergency quarterback," and he would not have been on the active roster if Dwayne Haskins wasn't released.
Huh.
Because remember, Dwayne Haskins got released after like 2.5 years, which is ridiculous, and nobody liked him because he didn't work. I mean, it was so, and it was put his team at risk by breaking protocol and all that stuff by going to a strip club. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I do remember. Okay, I do remember hearing about.
So that's why. And then Alex Smith got hurt, and then Alex Smith got hurt, and then blah 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 blah, and then it was just you know, So Taylor Heineke played then that you know that next the next night or whatever. So it was just you know it was a little bit serendipitous. It was a little bit kind of serendipitous how he even got there. He they signed him, okay? They signed him and gave him the playbook, okay? And told him to stay at home. They rented him a hotel room in DC and said, stay in the hotel room in DC until we need you. And so he was making $35,000 a week sitting in the hotel room.
Pretty sweet deal.
Pretty sweet deal. And then when he got added to the active roster, it got bumped up, obviously. But that was just hilarious. And the only reason he was brought into the Redskins is because Ron Rivera coached him in Carolina,
Okay.
and Ron Rivera and Taylor Heineke knew the Ron Rivera's offense, so it gave him the playbook. He knew his offense. So if you need him in a pinch, he would know what to do. So he.
Makes sense.
You know, so you know that that, that and then now he may play, he may face, he may face, Tom Brady.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but enough football, enough football.
Yes.
I'm
You know,
just.
and what's really funny because like you mentioned before that you do your thing and like you're not as into it, and I'm kind of the same way. And as you're talking about Tom Brady, I literally until the very last moment, I was thinking, how are they going to play the Patriots? And then I'm like, oh wait, yeah, he's in Tampa Bay now. So, which it's funny because like my in-laws, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law live down there now, and they were all kinds of excited about Tom Brady. So, yeah.
And to be honest with you, to be honest with you don't live as far north as most people,
Right.
but why would somebody want to deal with a foot of snow every day in the wintertime? Like Maine and Vermont and all this stuff in the cold weather, like especially somebody with a disability. Like why? Like you know what I mean? I could see them. I see why there's people that have mass exoduses towards the south.
Oh yeah, no,
And because generally it's lower taxes in the south. It's you know economically it's lower taxes. It's you know it's c kind of that thing, way better weather more consistently.
Well, I think a
And
lot of times the Northeast, yeah, the Northeast is really interesting because now I think when you start getting up towards like Maine, I think some people like it is pretty secluded most of the state, so that they might just like kind of having their own space there and being left alone. But yeah, the Northeast in general I think is really interesting because you mentioned, and this has kind of been the running joke of because Stacy has said the same thing, and when I talk to folks that live in the Northeast, like you're 2 hours away from everything, and so I mean that's kind of nice. But when you look at the cost of living up there versus when you go further down south, now in Florida, yeah, it's cost of living's a little bit all over the place, but like in a place like where we live, and you mentioned we get snow, but we don't get we typically if we get it, it's not all the time, and it's maybe anywhere between an inch and like 4 or 5 inches most of the time. We've had like blizzard conditions, but not all that often.
yeah, and there's no state income tax in Florida
Well, there you go.
because of the Mouse House.
Yeah, that's
No,
true. They get a lot of revenue.
you think I'm kidding? That
No,
that's the
I it makes sense. It
that's
makes
that's the
total sense.
exact reason there's no state income tax.
Yeah.
So and th that's why 99% of the that's why 85% of the businesses up north have corporations in Florida, and they start incorporating in Florida and they run everything through Florida because the business taxes are so much cheaper.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I just, I'm just, I, you know, I just cannot. The older I get, the older I get, the older I get, the more I just want to not go sit on a beach, but the more I want to sit on a, the more I want to be in a warmer environment at
Yeah, man.
on a on a.
Sit on like sit on a patio.
Yeah.
Just
Well.
chill.
Yeah. And so, you know.
Shorts all the time.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. It's not just I want to wear shorts all the time. It's just I want to wear. I just want to be comfortable and not hurt so much, and not have
Sure.
to take pill after pill to just try to think to get be warm. I just
Yeah.
don't. So I mean to be and to not ache. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just how it is. But you know, I'll that's that that that's my goal. But whatever, I don't know.
Well, we'll see how it plays out
Yeah.
this year. I mean, I'm hoping that you can get down there, and I'm hoping that I love the snowbird idea for you because
Yeah.
yeah, I think if you could get down there when it gets super cold, that would be wonderful. And then you're back up on the east mid-Atlantic when the temperatures are a little bit more reasonable.
Yeah.
So I think
I
that's a good
mean,
idea.
and then, you know, it would be whatever, but I don't know. I'm just and literally I'm just I'm good, but it's just like I've had a couple of rough days, but I'm good now. But I'm like, come on. I'm just like, come on, let me do my thing. But whatever,
Yeah.
I'm good. So what is Santa bringing? Anything special?
What did Santa bring me in addition to my work sweatshirts? Let's see. What else did Santa? That's probably going to be, yeah, that's the sweatshirts are probably the highlight. I got some more pajamas, so you know,
Yeah.
I'm in comfort pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
That's probably the best stuff I got. What about you? Did Santa
So
bring you anything?
Santa bought me some gift cards
Okay.
to and I had somebody mail me, I guess it was Santa Claus or Secret Santa, because somebody mailed me a gift card just from to Starbucks from Palm Beach, Florida. And I don't know who it is.
Ah, that's cool.
So it was, and then I got mostly Starbucks gift cards, which is good.
Yeah.
I'll take Starbucks gift cards, so I don't have to buy coffee for another month or so, 2 months. It's awesome, you know. And
Yeah,
I
that
keep
is.
you know, and a Secret Santa from Canada sent me a gift card. So it was, and but it was. It was one amount, and then I thought with the exchange rate, I thought that was going to be a different, you know, it was a different one. It was funny. It was like, and then when I pulled it up, you know, it was like, you know, 50 Canadian or whatever. And then it was like $38, you know, because of the exchange rate. But
Yeah.
it was kind of funny. I was like,
Yeah.
but yeah, I'm good. I'm doing okay. I just need to think warm thoughts and hopefully get everything going.
Well,
You
I mean,
know.
that's gonna be the big thing. And when we record next week, are you gonna give us a review of tomorrow's speaking engagement? I know you don't let a lot of the stuff out of the bag beforehand, but are we gonna be able to get into that?
Maybe depends on if I remember what I say, you know, because yeah, I shouldn't say that. I'm not like a forgetful, but I just don't forget.
Right.
I just don't. I don't. I'm not very cookie cutter, and I don't like being cookie cutter,
Well,
you know.
and that's why I kind of laughed when you said it, because like you and I having the conversation, I know exactly what you mean. It's not like you have a standard canned presentation, and that because I mean I'll run into that with presentations and even with content. It's gonna be like, well, you said this, and I have to like I don't necessarily always remember because you know everything's. everything's different. But yeah, we'll get into it. I am glad that you've got that one, and then, you know, continue booking and see what happens. That's how it all works.
Yeah, okay. So let's discuss this before we.
Okay.
This is the question of the week. When it's cold outside.
Yes.
What temperature do you put your furnace on?
I forever have been fine at 68 degrees. Stacy likes to have an ice box, and she typically likes to have it at 66, and then tell me throughout the week that it is too warm in the house, even though I'm freezing. So I'm going to say 66 is where we're at most of the time. I prefer 68. How about you?
Are you nuts? Are you absolutely out of your flipping mind?
Why is this?
That's freezing. You've got to be. You're shitting me, right? Hey,
No, dude. It's true.
No, you're out of your. No.
Man, of all the things, I didn't think the furnace would be the one that would set you off. But
no,
there you go.
No.
Oh man. No. Okay, so all right, so what temperature do you keep it at?
I'm at 72, 73.
Oh yeah, man. You're a good 7 degrees warmer. Yeah, there is a pretty big difference between the two of us on this.
That's ridiculous. Like, are you wearing shorts
I got tons of blankets. That's what I'll say. When I go to bed, we got this big, massive, super warm blanket that covers everything. And then I got like little throw blankets. I could, if I want to build a fort at night in bed, I can totally do it. I like keeping things kind of cool. And my wife likes to have it as an icebox.
Okay.
So, you know.
Okay. Listen to this. I put it on 70. 71, 72, 73. And then I have a fleece blanket, a throw rug. I mean, not a throw rug. I have a throw.
Yeah, I got you.
A throw blanket, a fleece blanket, and a comforter on. And I'm in pants. And pajama pants. And sometimes I sleep in a sweatshirt. Sometimes.
Man.
And I'm
you're all kinds of toasty.
And I'm still freezing.
Man, you got all kinds of riled up about this.
I still don't understand. Like, how the
It's all right. It's okay, man. But no, I'll tell you what, you're keeping things nice and toasty.
Yeah. But like,
that's good.
But I don't know if this is going to sound nasty, but I'm always damp. I always feel like I peed my pants. Like in the wintertime, I always feel like
sweating.
No, I could be sitting still and not doing anything, and I just feel kind of damp and just ugh, and you know, I always feel like I pee my pants, so I'm always cold. Like I'm always cold, no matter how many layers I have on. So, so I don't know. I'm just, and maybe it's because of the climate or something different here, but I am just so wet and just ugh, and same thing in the summer. I mean, summertime, the when it's hot, I love it because it's not as bad. But it's just like, dude, like 68 degrees. I cannot get over that shit.
Yeah, man, you're gonna be yelling at me about that forever. My goodness, I don't even, man, brutal.
So if I ever come to see you in the wintertime, I need to bring a parka.
You better bundle up, buckaroo.
And a parka,
yeah.
and some gloves and a toboggan and a scarf.
But I have a funny feeling that if you're traveling during the winter months, you are not coming to Kentucky. I don't think that's really going to be a thing.
No.
I think if anything, that would probably be a summer trip, a spring
yes,
or a summer.
I could go. I'm doing everything south. And I have a rule. I'm going to make everything, unless they pay me a lot of money, I'm not doing any speaking engagements above Virginia in the wintertime.
Yeah, I think that's probably a smart
I couldn't
idea.
Say above. Well, I could go to Kentucky by that rule because we're not really above. We're kind of on the same plane. Kentucky and Virginia are kind of on the same plane.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God. Are you kidding me, dude?
Dude, I know you're never gonna. You are not gonna get over this.
Just 68 degrees. What the?
I'm telling you.
No. What about okay? What about your? What about? What about? What about? You're like, aren't you? Don't you wake up shaking in the middle of the night?
Nah, man. I wake up, and I roll out of bed, and I'm like, honestly, like when I get up in the morning, I'm not even, I have a routine and I'm not even thinking about anything that I'm doing. Usually until I get downstairs and grab a cup of coffee, like everything up until that point is pretty much automatic most days. Because, you know, I don't want to like, you know, just got stuff that I do and I want to make sure it all gets done. So, but yeah, I don't know. I'm fine when I wake up.
I have to wait until everything stops hurt. Me, I have to wait until everything stops hurting, until I can even move, and then I'm good, and then you know, but then I get up. But it's just like,
well, and that's that is the stuff as far as like in the morning. It is when I get out of bed and I'm using everything from the bed to the doorway, like. From the bed to the open doorway into our bathroom, and then like the bathroom counter, and like yeah, as far as my body actually, you know, being ready to do things, that's not always the case. Sometimes when I do stretch pretty early on in the morning, normally after I get my coffee, but in some cases, like if I'm really really tight, I'll just stretch. Like I basically will plop down on the floor out of bed and just stretch. So.
We're getting old, man. We're getting old.
In my 68 degree house.
Yeah, oh yeah, hours. Yeah. And then
too damn
cold. Do you see your breath when you wake up?
Yeah, you know what? I might have to start looking for.
Oh
it,
my,
honestly.
Oh my god. Damn.
I know, man. You're gonna be marinating on this one until next week. I sense it now.
Oh, one thing you need to watch. Oh, you don't stay up late enough to watch this, but you need to record it. It's called okay. It's on A&E. It's about the court cases where they the first 48 and the, oh, those okay. first 48 court cases and then they follow those first 48 cases first 48 first like the first 48 cases. Into the courtroom and then they try him in the courtroom. So that's kind of cool. So they follow the court the cases into the courtroom. So I kind of watch I watch those, and literally my brain doesn't go to bed doesn't shut off till like 2 a.m. 3 a.m. Like it just
I have doesn't. Yes I've seen those posts. Mm-hmm. I know that you're up late and you're doing your thing typically. So
yeah, but my day doesn't start till 9:30, 10, or like yeah. until I can start to really think about what I'm going to do. So it's a trade off.
I get it.
So I don't know. So,
well, I'll tell you what yeah. for that. I'll tell you what that has to be our question of the week.
Yeah,
because I'm telling you, man, like too many of these temperatures, you're just going to go nuts on people. So I think it has to be the question.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I asked it. That's why I asked it. So what temperature do y'all keep it at?
I like that. Yeah, let us know, please, because the reaction is going to be priceless. I mean, so with that, man, we'll wrap up here, but we'll get back into it next week. And I'm glad we had a chance to catch up, because with the holidays and everything, we've been on a couple up and downs with like scheduling and everything. So yeah. I'm glad we're able to get back together on it, and we'll do it again next week.
Yeah.
So.
And then, and you're nuts. You're nuts. I'm going to send you some more quotes.
God. Yeah, you know what? I might need them. Who knows if it gets really chilly.
Yeah, I'll
be looking out for that.
I mean, never mind. I'm done.
You know what? We can't have this conversation because you'll be up till 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like I don't. You gotta go watch the first 48. Now.
Yeah, I gotta go watch the first 48 to calm down and breathe. But God. All right. See you later, Dale.
Sounds good, man. We'll do it again next week,
okay? All right, talk to you later.
See you, bye. All right.